a sports genius, a former NFL player, and a millennial bro. This is Mad Radio with Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne, and Paul Gallant.
There was one guy, I'm going to call him Billy. Billy had a weight issue. He was one of these guys that would, like, gain 10 pounds and swore that, like, no, I only had 2,000 calories a day every day. I don't know what the hell happened. But he went to weigh in, so he had to get down to, like, 325. So he had this towel around his neck because he'd been in the sauna and he was trying to weigh 325. He steps up, scale says 326. He's like, oh, hold on a second. Steps off the scale. He takes the towel off his neck and holds it in his hand. Steps back on the scale.
Yep.
Oh, man. Still 326.
Billy.
This is Mad Radio, presented by Allstate Siding and Windows on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
We are into the 8 o'clock hour with the Astros in first place, where they belong in the American League West, routing the A's last night 9-1 as they had another grand slam with Alex Bregman. There's a very annoying horn at these A's games in Oakland, which is leading us to think about this morning. What are the most annoying sounds in sports? And Paul has provided a generous list of annoying sounds in the sports world.
I'm still trying to figure out what the hell it is in the crowd for these athletics games. I'm assuming that they just don't have very good security and they allow all sorts of various instruments in, whether it's trumpets or saxophones, seeing as the ballpark is largely an uninhabited rat's nest with poop laden throughout of it, all of it. But whatever the case, the A's do have lots of instruments that are in the stands, whether it's drums or saxophones or trumpets. Here's an example that I found on YouTube where a person is playing audio of someone called Saxman. Now, in defense of that person, there's actually a little bit of rhythm going on there. There's some clapping.
I actually enjoyed that.
Right. But the stuff that Seth and I were hearing that was annoying us last night was very haphazard and random.
No, it was just random toots, yeah.
It was.
I would have rather heard a fart.
It was a little vuvuzela at the 2010 World Cup. Ask for those unfamiliar. Yikes.
Listen, that sounds kind of, because that at least just becomes white noise with rhythm almost. It's like a pulse to it. Like,
it sounds like a long brown note.
But that last night sounded like a honking car horn, and it kept waking me up. Because I like these West Coast games, full disclosure, I don't stay up until 1 in the morning to watch them to come in for my 6 a.m. radio show.
They're a little bit rough on
us. Yeah, I try to stay awake as long as possible. But like I kept drifting off, and I hear like, like somebody's angry outside because I ran over their mailbox or dog. Yeah, it was not pleasant.
The vuvuzela was brutal, which is why they banned it from big soccer matches about 9 years ago. But very annoying.
But apparently they have not banned it from the Oakland Alameda Coliseum.
Apparently not.
The Oakland A's play their game last night.
They even give a damn? Like, do the team executives or security staff even stick around?
They're
for
just
those
like,
things?
People are here? All right. Well, let's let them like, bring
hey,
all the instruments.
Listen. We're going to take off. Don't stab anybody. See you later. Be safe, kids.
So 713-572-4610 to text in the annoying sounds that drive you crazy while you're watching sports. You can also tweet us at Sports Radio 610 at Mike Meltzer. At Seth C. Payne at Gallant says, in the hole guy is the absolute worst, right? Now, this is going back a little bit when it comes to old Tiger Woods, but here is Tiger Woods trying to sink a putt only to be stopped by a voice.
Inside the right edge, he can keep the pace on this. It's going up the hill.
In the hole!
Oh, right in the middle of the stroke.
And he absolutely biffed the putt.
You're the dumbass.
Yeah.
I want to get one of these guys on the air so that I can lambaste these people. And I would.
Classic Mike.
That person would love it, though. Like, that person
probably
wants
that's the sad
to get
part.
The attention.
I've been thinking about this. And that's one thing where Tiger's putting, but especially these dudes, like, you're watching the Masters this weekend, and it's like, They're teeing off on a par four, par five, which now at Augusta is a million yards, and some guy's yelling, get in the hole! Yeah. Shut up, you're a moron. What the hell are you doing? You were played out 10 years ago.
But that at least is after the stroke. Like, that was mid-stroke
well, that
was
when terrible.
That guy did that.
Yes.
So I wonder, I feel like you should get, what's not clemency, what's the word, immunity? You should be able to beat the guy up, right? Like, just I'll throw him to the ground and not like kill
Billy,
him or anything.
Or Happy Gilmore style?
Kick him real good.
Punch him?
No, not the actual golfer. I think the crowd around him should just be a little to make it vigilante justice and just know that if you do that mid-stroke, you're going to get the crap beat out of you.
Honestly, I think the golfer should be allowed to go after him. I think that it should be free reign. He's allowed to use his club. He gets one swing with the club and then it's even.
But then the golfer might get hurt. Then the victim, but like the onus is on the victim to defend himself there. Look, we saw Tiger. Tiger tried to make it look like he'd torn his ACL after that security guard almost kind of brushed up against him
almost
on Friday. So I don't think the golfers are the guys to do this.
What are the worst sounds in sports? 713-572-4610. Splitty text in. Grown men grunting on the tennis court ranks pretty high for me. That's a good one. Nadal is
a
big
fan of the grunting from men or women on
the
court. It's distracting to me.
The female grunting is a little bit worse. Do you guys want to do a volley? A little back and forth of female grunting and playing tennis?
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, come on, Mike. Come on. Paul DeLon's voice. Yep, that's true.
Some people have suggested Joe Buck, and I totally disagree with you. Here's why. One, Joe Buck's really good at what he does. Number two, Joe Buck is the voice of all the great Astros moments in the 2017 playoffs. All of them.
Yeah.
The ALCS and the World Series. All those calls, and they're all great calls. They are great calls.
Conversely, Bob Costas almost ruined the viewing experience of the ALDS because Bob Costas just decided to not prepare for those games at all. Like, at all. It sounded like maybe he read the Chronicle a little bit beforehand. Everything was a complete surprise to him. It's like, wow, this Altuve fellow, look at how short he is. Did you know he was so short? My goodness.
His whole
Let's talk about how short Altuve is for five games.
He really wanted in his prep to work in the fact that he has that Mickey Mantle Yankees card probably. And
yeah.
I was like, hey, you know, I have a Yankees
He loves that.
Card. I haven't been a Yankees fan since I was just a boy.
A lot of people don't like the goal. I like the goal.
Oh, from old home slice on the
Andres Cantor.
Not from any, I don't know, from any soccer broadcaster.
Yeah, he's the most famous one. I actually like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
Other ones that we have. My wife, guys, come on. Yeah, that's not nice. Come on, your wife might be watching the game with you just because she's asking a couple of questions or something like that. There's no. And honestly, aren't you asking questions when you are watching a television show with her? Huh? How do you think she feels when she's watching The Bachelor and you're asking all sorts of questions that you should know because you're just paying attention to the great show that it is.
But maybe they're good questions.
This is an important one, though, too, because a couple people mentioned just anybody talking during sports. You got to read the room, because some people just enjoy watching sports in almost complete silence. I'm one of them, and I get really, really annoyed with anybody talking during the plays or asking questions or anything. Like, you gotta figure out, who am I with? And it's not a male-female thing, because lots of guys like to talk during the game. I turn into basically a deaf mute during the game.
I'm very selective. Landry will probably accuse me of being an elitist for this take, but I'm very selective on who I watch big games with.
That's not elitist at all. If somebody's yapping time, it's annoying as hell.
I need to be in my comfort zone for those spots.
Some other annoying sounds, and you can continue to text them in 713-572-4610. I just hate these three in particular. I absolutely hate the Florida State / Atlanta Braves chant, which sounds like this. All game. Like every Florida State game. This is every 5 damn minutes.
I think I don't mind this if it's like if they don't do it a lot.
But they always do it a lot.
Yeah, if it's a big time team, you put this behind me and it's like a big time team. It's like Florida State with Jameis Winston and Kelvin Benjamin. I'm like, all right, I'm into this. But when it's, you know, Willie Taggart and nobody in the stands, it's like, okay, now I'm depressed and it sucks.
You can
sucks.
Tell it's piped in.
Exactly.
There's no actual crowd noise coming from it. It is a fun, it's a fun chant. It's not a chant. What do you call that? It's just a song.
It's racist. That's what it is.
It's probably racist, but I enjoy it.
The Apache Indians had magnificent horn sections, okay? Like, that's it's an homage.
Well done.
Like, wow, look at the brass. They, yeah, yeah.
To go with annoying overplayed college football tunes, that is the trashy version, the Florida State one. The USC victory song as well is really annoying to me because it's played all game long. Like, nonstop. Congrats, you got a first down. But shut up. Ugh, they hold up their stupid Vs too. Elitists. Your school's in the ghetto.
The problem is also, they're just repeating it just the whole game.
Nobody uses that word anymore.
The whole game.
Is that offensive?
Do
I say the hood?
I don't know if it's offensive.
In a shady part of town?
You don't use it anymore. Yeah, I don't know.
Fair enough.
I don't have a clue, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. I don't know why. Just, you never hear that again outside of like an Elvis Presley song or Paul Gallant.
In the ghetto.
Well, it started off as the... You know what it is? It's like, it's like not understanding your history if you use it, because usually people mean it specifically about one thing, where it like started off with the Jewish ghetto, and then like there are various ghettos, but like in America, it kind of turned into one thing.
Did turn into something else.
We're discussing the most annoying sounds in sports on Mad Radio.
If you go to a game, you've probably heard this. I think that this has died, but if you went to a game when, I don't know, maybe you're like 9 years old, 10 years old, like around 2000, 2001, you probably heard of this monstrosity.
But I'd been forgotten, I know. Oh. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from?
Awful. But I'd been forgotten. Oh, God, they're dancing right now.
I'm into it. Where did you come
from? Where did you go? This is actually a little known fact. This is actually Ed Sheeran. Here's Bandy.
I have a strong take on Cotton Eye Joe. Yeah. For me, Cotton Eye Joe, like, I'm hearing it right now this second.
It's your movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like it about twice a year.
Yeah.
Now, over that, it can be overkill. But if you get Cotton Eye Joe in the right amounts, I can get into it.
What do you like better, Cotton Eye Joe or the Thong Song?
Cotton Eye Joe.
The correct answer is the thong song.
It gets
women dancing suggestive.
Better visuals with the thong song.
The singer of the thong song played basketball for Virginia, national champion. Congratulations. The center for Virginia has like extremely bleached blonde hair.
And
he looked exactly like Sisko.
I thought you were saying Sisko was a played for
He was 2
Virginia
years old when that song came out. A couple other ones. So this bothered Seth and I during the football playoffs this past season. The Saints whistle monster. This guy has the most piercing whistle that you will ever see, and it's completely natural. All right, shut up, you bird. I always thought it was a referee.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Wait, who's that guy?
That's the whistle monster at Saints games.
No. The whistle monster is a guy that sounds like a train.
There's another one too,
loud.
I think.
That was just a little canary.
That's it. I guess he was.
Well, that's not the example. Sounds? It's not like you couldn't hear that from 10 feet away. Okay.